Ozempic has exploded in popularity as both a diabetes and a weight loss drug, but now it's at the center of a legal blowback kind of situation. More than 1,800 lawsuits have been filed over adverse side effects, with the liability estimated at more than $2 billion. Our legal expert, Whitney Traylor, is here to break this down. So let's talk first about the claims against Ozempic.
Yeah. So we went back to school. So all these 1L students that just started law school, you're going to be learning about this stuff. This is a civil tort is what we're dealing with. So this is product liability, complex civil litigation, mass tort liability. And essentially, they're saying that, hey, you marketed this drug, and you downplayed, they're claiming that they downplayed the potential harm that it would cause, and it's causing these very severe side effects. And so people are now bringing these lawsuits. There's a bunch of, if you go online, you'll see a bunch of law firms just highlighting this case in particular. And actually, it was over 1,800, but as of this morning, I think it's 2,100.
How are the damages decided? Is it individually based? Do they look at the side effects? Like, how does that even get decided on?
Yeah, well, that's why we have a jury system. And so the jury actually looks at that, and they will decide a number of different factors. So, there's a number of terrible side effects. Some people are going blind. They're having intestinal issues. They're digestive issues, just some really severe type of issues. And the jury will come back and decide and say, hey, we think this is what it's worth. And so you have to calculate both the physical damage, the emotional distress, the loss of consortium. Then if people can't go to work, their lost wages, if they can't provide for their family. So it's going to be different for different folks.